How do you feel about practice this week? I mean, what's your sense of this?
We had good practices this week. We had good practices this week, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We're going down there to try to we've tried to put ourselves in the best position to be successful on Sunday, and the results will speak for itself on Sunday.
Have you ever watched that last 8.5 minutes since it happened?
I mean, obviously, I watched the film to try to improve, but like I said, anything that happened before this year doesn't matter. You know what I mean? We just need to put ourselves in the best position to be successful come Sunday.
But do you feel like the success you guys have had rushing Vic and containing him is something that will translate on Sunday? When you look at his quarterback rating against his team, despite last year, it's pretty low. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the best way I can answer that is to say that we're trying to put ourselves in the best position to be successful on Sunday.
Yeah. You
know, that's I don't know any other way to put it.
Do you think he'll be any more cautious? I mean, he's coming off a concussion. He's taking a lot of big hits. Do you think that that's going to change the way Michael Vick plays, or is he?
I don't think he's going to change the way he plays. He's a dynamic player. He's a very versatile player. Those are his strengths, and so I think he's going to go out there and do what he does. You know, he's going to, you know, make it very difficult on the defense. He's going to put a lot of pressure on the secondary. You know, he's just he's always going to keep you on your toes. You know, that's just the type of player that he is. I don't think he's going to change that.
But by doing that, doesn't he leave himself open to big hits?
Yeah, but that's the way he plays. Yeah, yeah. That's the way he plays. That's the style of football that they play down there, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I got to ask you, they're shooting this shot here for TV, so I want to ask you if you just look over there at that camera, if you don't mind. But in talking about Vic, obviously he's been banged up, and he is going to play, but when you get to a quarterback hard and early, can you start to take some sting out of them? And is it noticeable?
Hits on the quarterback are cumulative. And so when you have an opportunity to hit the quarterback early and often, you want to take advantage of it. And it definitely is going to take its effect throughout the course of the game. And so obviously the objective is to try to disrupt the passer as much as you can, disrupt their offense.
Thank you.
All right.